ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 एंड द टेक्स्ट 19। गृहेषु आवश्यकतां चापि पुंसां कुशलकर्मणां मद्वार्तयातियामानां न बन्धाय गृहामताः। गृहेषु इन फैमिली लाइफ आवश्यकतां who have entered, cha, also, api, even, punsam, of persons, kushal karmanam, engaged in auspicious activities, matvarta, in topics about me, yat, is expanded, yamanam, whose every moment, na, not, bandhaya, for bondage, grihaha, household life, mataha, considered. Translation: those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. Please repeat. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. Purpurva Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Generally, a person living in a family becomes overly attached to fruitive activity. In other words, he tries to enjoy the results of his activities. A devotee, however, knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme proprietor. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvalok maheshwaram. Consequently, the devotee does not consider himself the proprietor of any occupation. The devotee always thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the proprietor. Therefore, the results of his business are offered to the Supreme Lord. One who thus lives in the material world with his family and children never becomes affected by the contaminations of the material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Yagyarthat karmavannatra lokoyam karmavandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukti sangha samachar. One who strives to enjoy the results of his activities becomes bound by the results. One who offers the results or profits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, does not become entangled in the results. This is the secret of success. Generally, people take sannyas to become free from the reactions of fruitive activity. One who does not receive the results of his actions but offers them instead to the Supreme Personality of Godhead certainly remains in a liberated condition. In Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami confirms this. Iha yasya hrayir dasya karmana manasagira nikhlasya pyavasthasu jivan muktasya ucchate. If one engages himself in the service of the Lord through his life, wealth, words, intelligence and everything he possesses, he will always be liberated in any condition. Such a person is called a jivan mukta, one who is liberated during this lifetime. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, those who engage in material activities simply become more entangled in material bondage. They have to suffer and enjoy the actions and reactions of all activity. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the greatest boon to humanity because it keeps one always engaged in Krishna's service. The devotees think of Krishna, act for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sleep for Krishna, and work for Krishna. Thus everything is engaged in the service of Krishna. A total life in Krishna consciousness saves one from material contamination. As stated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Krishna bhajane yaha hoy anukul vishay baliya tyage taha hoy bhul. If one is so expert that he can engage everything or dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, to give up the material world would be a great blunder. One should learn how to dovetail everything in the service of the Lord, for everything is connected to Krishna. That is the real purpose of life and secret of success. It's a long purpose, so please be patient. I've already read half of it. As reiterated later in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita 3.19, tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hi acharan karma param apunati purushaha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. The third chapter of Bhagavad Gita specifically considers material activities for the purpose of sense gratification and material activities for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. The conclusion is that these are not one and the same. Material activities for sense gratification are the cause of material bondage, whereas the very same activities for the satisfaction of Krishna are the cause of liberation. How the same activity can be the cause of bondage and liberation can be explained as follows. One may get indigestion due to eating too many milk preparations, condensed milk, sweet rice, and so on. But even though there is indigestion or diarrhea, another milk preparation, yogurt, mixed with black pepper and salt, will immediately cure these maladies. In other words, one milk preparation can cause indigestion and diarrhea, and another milk preparation can cure them. If one is placed in material opulence due to the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should not consider that opulence a cause for bondage. When a mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, he does not become affected adversely, for he knows how to employ material opulence in the service of the Lord. There are many such examples in the history of the world. There were kings like Prithvi Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Dhruv, Vaivasvat Manu, and Maharaj Ikshvaku. All of these were great kings and were especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If a devotee is not mature, the Supreme Lord will take away all his opulence. This principle is stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasaham anugrahami harishye taddhanam shanahi. My first mercy shown to my devotee is to take away all his material opulence. Material opulence detrimental to devotional service is taken away by the Supreme Lord. Whereas a person who is matured in devotional service is given all material facilities. Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki jaye. Jagannath bole to Subhadra Maya ki jaye. Shri Gonita ai ki jaye. It's already 20 past 8. We'll try to speak for another 25 minutes. Om Jnan Timrandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshulmintamena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadikalnam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagaragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakanvitansha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanto Radha Kant Namostute Taptikanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpitaru Bhayasya Krupa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Bhunamo Bhunamaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Griheshu Avistham Chapi Punsham Kushala Karmanam Madvartayat Yamanam Nabandhaya Griha Mataha. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions. So put the theme in context. What's happening here is that Lord Vishnu is speaking to Prachetas. And prior to that, the scene was that King Prachin Barishad, he was approached by Narad Muni. Because all the born and the devotee of great Vaishnava, through Maharaj, Prachin Bahishat was engaged in fruitive activities. And the description goes that the entire planet Earth was covered with Kusha grass because there were so many sacrifices done and so many animals were killed. So disgusted by these activities, Narad Muni comes and then he preaches to him. And as a result, King Prachin Varishad, he leaves home. So the running theme in many chapters, is fruitive activity as opposed to devotional service. And this is the theme for today's verse. So devotional service and fruitive activities, they don't go together actually. Yeah? But it is important to understand what these fruitive activities are. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Karmano hi api bodhabhyam बौद्धभ्यम च विकर्मण, अकर्मणस्य बौद्धभ्यम गहना कर्मणो गति। दिस कर्म मस्ट बी अंडरस्टूड, दिस वर्ड बौद्धभ्यम मीन्स शुड बी अंडरस्टूड, एंड सो अकर्म शुड ऑल्सो बी अंडरस्टूड। सो कर्मणो भी बौद्धभ्यम विकर्मणस्य विकर्म बौद्धभ्यम च विकर्मण, एंड विकर्म और सिंफुल एक्टिविटी, व्हाट इज सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज आर, दे शुड ऑल्सो बी अंडरस्टूड। एंड देन अकर्मणस्य बौद्धभ्यम गहना कर्मणो गति, इनएक्शन शुड ऑल्सो बी अंडरस्टूड। सो बेसिकली देर आर थ्री डिविजन्स हियर ऑफ कर्म, कर्म विकर्म अकर्म, एक्शन इनएक्शन सिंफुल एक्शन। एंड देन द लॉर्ड सेड गहना कर्मणो गति, द कर्म द नेटवर्क ऑफ कर्म is very very intricate. There is one of the verse which is similar in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that even the learned people become bewildered in understanding what is action, inaction, and sinful action. So it should be understood. We can't ignore it. Now, what is karma? Karma is the activities done under the Vedic injunctions. Now, King Prachin Bharishad was exactly doing that. He was engaged in doing fruitive activities under the guidance of Vedic scholars. But Narad Muni comes and he disengages him. Don't do it. So then he said, but my gurus, my priests, why they didn't tell me that what I'm doing is actually a waste of time? Why they didn't tell me that I should be engaged in devotion service rather than doing these sacrifices? Because all these sacrifices I have done are not going to get me to the supreme perfection, to my destination, to go back home, back to Godhead. So he blames his priests, his gurus. And he said, you are the real guru because you have told me the science of devotion service. Then in Bhagavad Gita we see that Krishna encourages and disencourages at the same time. Encourages in the way by saying, nahi kashit kshanam api jatu tishtat karma krat karyasi hi avasah karma sarva prakriti jari gunahi, that nobody can remain inactive even for a moment. Therefore, everyone has to be active. Some action must be done. The Mayavadi sannyasis, they think that by taking sannyas, they can stop this network of karma. But they remain active. I mean, there are so many examples of sannyasis in modern India who go for elections to become members of parliament. And there are more than one, actually. Even in Vrindavan, when I was living in Vrindavan, one sannyasi, he went for election to become MP, and he did become MP. So although he has renounced the world, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, what happened to that? Then Jagan Mithya became Mithya. They think Jagan Mithya, that means the world is false. So the statement world is false became false because he became MP, sitting in the parliament. So this is what Krishna is saying, encouraging that action will be done, must be done. Well, what kind of action must be done? This is to be considered. And Krishna gives his own example. Name parthasi kartabhyam tishilokesu kinchana नान वाप्तव्यम वाप्तव्यम वर्त योच कर्मणि, दैट इन द होल वर्ल्ड कृष्ण से देयर इज नथिंग फॉर मी टू बी गेन्ड। कृष्ण डजंट लैक एनीथिंग बिकॉज ही इज भगवान, ही इज फुल ऑफ सिक्स ऑपुलेंसेस, एंड येट ही एंगेजेस हिमसेल्फ इन ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ एक्टिविटीज सच एज ड्राइविंग अर्जुन अ चैरियट, बिकमिंग ए पीस मैसेंजर, making Maharaj Yudhishthira as the emperor of the world, living in Dwarka, looking after the citizens, fighting with the enemies like Shishubal, looking after his parents as a son, as a husband, looking after 16,108 wives. So many activities. Very busy man, isn't it? Krishna is a very busy man. And in Krishna book, Prabhupada says that Krishna's schedule, morning to evening or morning to night, should be followed. The Lord gets up early in the morning, he washes his hands and mouth, and he meditates on himself. So who would Krishna meditate on? Because he is Krishna, so Krishna will meditate on Krishna. And at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Krishna is meditating on Krishna. So he is very busy. Although nothing to be gained, but Krishna is busy. So action must be done under the Vedic injunctions. But what kind of action? Krishna says, yajñātāt karmaṇo anyatra loko ayam karma bandhane. Tadartham karma kaunte mukti sangha samachar. Karma must be done for yajña. Yajña arthat. For the purpose of yajña. Yajna has two meanings. Yajna means Vishnu, Yajgo Vai Vishnu, Yajgo Hi Vishnu. And Yajna also means karma, action. So Yajna arthat karmano anyatra. It's two meanings. Karma must be done under Vedic injunction. And karma must be done for Vishnu. Otherwise, the second sentence says, anyatha, anyatra lokoyam karma bandhane. Every action has its equal reaction, same principle. Otherwise, whatever action we do will have a reaction. Prior to few chapters, King Prachin Barhisa, he asked a question to Narad Muni. He said, you are talking about karma. That's okay. But what I don't understand is the body which is involved in karmic actions gets finished by Maya. But the next body which hasn't done those actions will suffer or enjoy. So I don't understand this logic. This body has an action, but this will be finished. So what action I'm doing today or tomorrow in this lifetime will create my body in the next life. And King Prachin Barhi, he said, I don't understand the logic. Why the body which hasn't done those actions has to be punished for the body which has done those actions? Any answer? The answer is given by Narad Muni, that actually the gross body does not do the actions. The actions are done by the subtle body and carried away to the next body by subtle body. So there's a very striking statement in one of the purports in Srila Prabhupada's purports. Srila Prabhupada said that the mind is the reservoir of all the different kinds of bodies. So mind. Mind is creating the body for next life. Now if that mind becomes attached to Krishna, then what kind of body we will get? Next, we can ensure that we will get a body which is suitable to serve Krishna. A body like Krishna. Isn't it? So, Savai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo. That's the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varunaya. Maharaj Ambarish, first of all, engaged his mind in serving Krishna. In the 12th chapter, in 6th chapter, and many more chapters in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna emphasizes again and again to engage the mind. Mayev manadhastum mayi buddhim niveshay. There's so much emphasis in Bhagavad Gita on controlling the mind and engaging the mind in Krishna's service. Why? Because this is the reservoir which is creating next bodies. So we are on a junction. And a junction, you can go this way, that way, straight, and you can also turn back if you want. So this is junction, human life. where you can go, you know, upward, uddham gacchanti sattvastha. If you remain in mode of goodness, you can go upward to higher planetary systems, swargaloka. Madhya tishtanti rajasa. If your mind is attached in passionate activities, passionate karma, you can remain in the material world. And then jaghanna guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. If somebody is in the mode of ignorance, then he will go downward to the animal species of life or demonic species of life. So this is a junction. This is actually a three-way junction. Normally the roundabouts are four ways, isn't it? But this is three-way junction, human life. So we can decide. But let's say this is not three-way, this is four-way. Why? Because fourth we haven't discussed, and that is to go back to Godhead. So neither here, nor to the heavenly planets, nor to the downward planet, we immediately go back to God. Why? And how? By engaging the mind in Krishna. Mayev manadhasva, mayev buddhim niveshaya. Nivasisthasi mayev aturdham na sanshaya. That there is no doubt, Krishna says, that you will come to me if you engage your mind and intelligence in serving Krishna. So let's move on to the topic, which was karma and devotional activities. So karma is three types. Now devotional activities, they seem to be very similar to what is karma. Like you can see sometimes the devotees, grihastha devotees, they go to work, to offices, to universities or wherever, to businesses. And they seem to be basically the same. Get up in the morning, and then chant your rounds, worship Krishna, breakfast and go. And in the evening they come. So seemingly there is similarity in the activities of a devotee and activities of a karmi. But there is a very gulf of difference. And that is in the results. The devotees are engaged in the same kind of activities, but the result is very different. Devotee ensures that they are remembering Krishna while doing the activities. Or they offer those activities for the service of Krishna. How? By making that family as Krishna's sansar. Sansar means the world. So the family becomes Krishna's world, not my world. My wife, my children. No. They are there. But this is Krishna's world. So that is matpara. Making that family as Krishna's world. One of Avacharya, this is my favorite bhajan, has given very nice description. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Manasa deha geha je kichu mor arpilu tuvapade nanda kishor janaka janani dvayetu tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamaya. So my mind, my house, my wife, children, arpilu tuvapade nanda kishor. O Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, I offer them unto your lotus feet. Then janaka janani dayeti tvanaya. My father, my mother, my son, and my beloved wife, husband. Prabhu, my master. Guru, my spiritual master. Tuhu sarvamaya. My dear Lord, you are everything. So this is Krishna's sansar. Making that family life, the community life, as Krishna's world. And when we when we fail to do that, then that becomes material world, Mahamaya sansar. Like in Brahma Sanhita, Lord Brahma says, that is material world. The situation of this material world is, this is Mahamaya's world. Srishti stuti sadhan shakti rekha chayav yas bhavanani bivarti durga. So srishti, the creation, maintenance and destruction, that is done by Mahamaya. In the very world we are living, this material world, is known as Devi Maya's world. This is a fold of Mahamaya we are living in. So we are foreigners in the world of Mahamaya. None of us are citizens of Mahamaya Sansara. Are we? No. Because Jivere Swarup have Krishna and Nityadas. By constitution, we are servants of Krishna. But we have been placed in this world of Maya. Goloka Namani Dhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Maheshahari Dhamashuteshu Teshu. Underneath the Goloka planet, Krishna's world, where Radha Gopinaths are performing their pastimes, underneath that world, there is Haridham, Vishnuloka, then Maheshdham, Shivaloka, then Mayadham, this material world. 14 planetary systems. Abrahma Bhunaloka, Punaravartana Varjan. So starting from Brahma Loka up to Patal Loka, 14 planetary systems, 3 layers, as we described earlier on, 3 layers. That first layer, heavenly planets, second layer, earthly planet, third layer, the Alice planets. So 14 planetary systems, 3 layers, this is all composition, or this is governed by Mahamaya. So we have only two choices, very clear. Either we make this world of Mahamaya as Krishna's world, or we remain in Mahamaya's world and enjoy and suffer, mostly suffer, only suffering. So that can be done very easily. As Krishna, as Lord Vishnu, is instructing the Prachetas. Prachetas, some of the examples who have pleased Krishna and they have achieved both of the best of the both worlds. So they pleased Krishna. Krishna has actually assured them that you'll come back to me. After they performed austerities for 10,000 years. And what did they do? They had sincere desire to please Krishna. What happened then? By Krishna's arrangement, Lord Shiva, a great devotee, comes and gives them a mantra, Rudra Gita. So they chant this mantra underneath the water for 10,000 years, and then they have darshan of Lord Vishnu, who said that I'm very, very pleased with you. And at the end of your lives, you will come back to me. So they got the guarantee there. Going back to Krishna, definitely. And then, because Vidurji was interested to know that that's okay, that they pleased Lord Vishnu. And they were given the assurance that they will go back home, get back to Godhead. But what did they do in the material world? So some of the activities are described in this chapter. So this is the life of a devotee. Sincere desire to serve Krishna. Krishna sends a devotee, a spiritual master. He gives the mantra to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting this mantra, a devotee ensures that he is going back to Godhead as assured by the spiritual master, by the scriptures, by Krishna himself. And then living in the material world, a devotee lives in the world of Krishna, doing Krishna's activities. Something I found very interesting in this purport is Prabhupada's statement. He says, the devotees think of Krishna, act for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sleep for Krishna, and work for Krishna. Isn't it nice? Because you'll have to do this. Either you do this for Krishna or you do for Maya. So the devotees choose to do all these activities for Krishna. So I think I'll stop here. I was told to just carry on till 8:45. And I'll take a few questions. or comments? Yes, Madhavi. Then what happens? Your question, what happens then? Yeah? As soon as one comes to Krishna, then there is no more previous life. Isn't it? Just like the hippies joined Prabhupada. As soon as they joined Prabhupada, followed Prabhupada, are the hippies? No. They are pure devotees. Because Prabhupada says in Krishna book that they look like coming from Vaikuntha. So hippie life finished. Vaikuntha life begins. Is that clear, Mataji? Did you get the answer? Is that clear? Yeah. So the karma finishes there. In Brahma Sahita, the Lord Brahma says, if you want to make a note, karmani nirdahati kintuche bhakti bhajam govindam adi purusham tamham bhajami. That the network of karma which the devotee may have, not only from this life, from many, many previous lives. Many, many. We don't know, millions of previous lives. So all that network is burnt to ashes by engagement in devotional service. So that is the answer, I hope. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, let's take one example from the Upanishads. The gross body and five senses. You must have heard the example of the chariot. The body is like a chariot. The senses, they are like five horses. Mind is the reins. Intelligence is the driver. Soul is the traveler. So the soul is traveling with gross and subtle body. But from one body to another body, soul is carried by subtle body. So until the soul comes to Krishna consciousness, this traveling goes on from one life to another life. The soul is being carried away from one body to another body, enjoying or suffering the actions and reactions. Until the soul comes to Krishna consciousness, then that stops. Then that is the last birth, and the devotee goes back home, back to Godhead. So this network is very subtle and very complicated, very intricate. And this carries on life after life, life after life. In 8,400,000 species of life, this carries on like that. Until one comes to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada emphasizes here that the Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to humanity. Now we can see Prabhupada's statement that how true it is. Even one person, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita in the introduction, in preface, that even one person becomes a pure devotee by reading this book, Prabhupada said, we will consider our effort. I've heard successful. That would be a success. One person. And similarly, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also made a statement. He said, if you can protect or rescue, that would be a better word, if you can rescue one person from this fort of Mahamaya, that will be more important than building hundreds and thousands of hospitals. One person. That means if we can make one devotee, that is more valuable than building hundreds of hospitals. Did I answer your question? No? Okay, let's go back to your question. See, soul is not part of the gross and subtle body. Soul is just a passenger. Yeah? So just like if I'm sitting on a plane, then I go and sit on a train. So am I a train? Am I a train or am I a plane? I'm not any of those. I'm just a traveler. So similarly, the soul identifies with the subtle body. Subtle body identifies with the gross body. So the subtle body thinks that I am a man. And the soul thinks similarly that I am a man. Then the soul goes to another body and subtle body thinks I am a woman. So soul thinks I am a woman. Then that goes to animal body or demigod body. So the identification is done through the subtle body and soul becomes misguided. So when the subtle body becomes purified through the culture of Krishna consciousness and thinks that I am not this body or subtle body, Aham Brahmasmi. I'm not this body. I'm not my mind. I'm not my intelligence. I'm not my false ego. Yeah? So bodily platform, mental platform, intellectual platform, and a spiritual platform. So when the soul acts on the spiritual platform, Aham Brahmasmi, Jivera Swarupo Hai Krishnera Nityadas. Then the soul is properly situated, properly identifying. And until that happens, this network continues. That the subtle body of mind, intelligence, ego identifies with the gross body and soul also becomes misguided, thinking that I am mind, I am my mind, or I am my intelligence, or ego, or I am the body. Is that clear now? Oh, that's good. Yes, Madhya? Yeah. Inaction. Inaction means... there's no inaction. Yeah, inaction is inaction. So karma, vikarma and akarma. Karma is activities, action, under the Vedic injunctions. Vikarma is acting sinfully, sinful activities, and akarma is inaction, no action. And sometimes devotional service is also known as akarma because there is no action. There is action, but there is no results which can bind the devotees. So it's like that, action, inaction, sinful action. Like Mayavadi, they think by taking sannyas, they became inactive. And therefore, the karma won't bind them. But the very maya they wanted to avoid implicates them in the network of karma because they think that although I'm not working for a family, for a wife or children, but they start working for a bigger family and wife and children. Yeah? This is an example. There's a lady, a very famous lady. She has built an ashram in Vrindavan called Vatsalagram. She herself is a brahmacharini. Throughout her life, she took sannyas. Although sannyas is not recommended, but somehow she thinks she is a sannyasi. We can say she is a brahmacharini. She spent entire life remaining brahmacharini, but she has created this ashram, built this ashram, where there are hundreds of children and they call her Didima, mother. And her affection to these children, hundreds of children, is like a mother. So people think this is very nice. But from a spiritual point of view, although she resigned, she renounced to be implicated in one family, But now she has become a mother of hundreds of children. So implication is there. So although they think in action, Mayavadis, but then they become implicated, and even greater action. It's like I gave the example of a sannyasi becoming a member of parliament. So they become implicated like that. Should we stop here? Grantrashman Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bhagavatam.